AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kozel. The Warriors are champions after beating Cleveland in the NBA Finals.
For the first time since the 1975 season, the Golden State Warriors are champions of the NBA following a Game 6 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-97 at Quicken Loans Arena. Warrior center Draymond Green put up a triple-double, 16 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. League MVP Steph Curry and Series MVP Andre Iguodala each had 25 for the Warriors. LeBron James led the Cavs with 32 points, Cleveland just 6 for 26 from three-point range. Again, the final, the Golden State Warriors, the NBA champions. They beat the Cleveland Cavaliers 105-97. Matt Lodi, Cleveland.
A rainy night in Texas with Tropical Storm Bill moving inland. Houston Emergency Management spokesman Michael Warren says Bill comes at a time when the region is still trying to dry out from the Memorial Day weekend floods.
We've experienced some significant flooding here in Houston caused by a flash flood event on Memorial Day. So a lot of our folks have been really paying attention to the impact of what these flash flood types of situations can cause and the damage that they can cause.
The Obama administration is ordering food companies to phase out the use of heart-clogging trans fats.
Trans fats are added to food to improve flavor and shelf life, but they also raise so-called bad cholesterol and lower the good form. So FDA Nutrition Chief Susan Main says getting rid of them will save lives.
We estimate that today's action will prevent thousands of coronary heart attacks and deaths each year.
However, consumers may not notice the difference. Manufacturers have already eliminated trans fats from three-quarters of the foods that once had them, and they'll have 3 years to take out most of the rest. Mark Smith at the White House.
Preliminary figures show U.S. births were up last year for the first time in 7 years. About 53,000 more babies were born in 2014 than the year before, a 1% increase. This is AP Radio News. United Airlines plan to stop flying into and out of New York's JFK Airport this fall.
United says it will trade its money-losing takeoff and landing slots at JFK Airport to Delta for Delta slots at Newark Airport. United is dominant at Newark, but its service between JFK and California has been losing money for years because the carrier doesn't have any European flights out of the airport. So Europe-bound travelers from San Francisco and Los Angeles have to transfer airlines or airports once they get to New York. United says the trade will allow it to increase the number of premium flights it offers between coasts. The companies have not disclosed financial terms of the deal, which requires regulatory approval. Warren Levinson, New York.
Authorities say the death of oil fortune heir Andrew Getty at his L.A. mansion in March was due to an ulcer-related gastrointestinal hemorrhage, but he also had a toxic level of meth in his body. The U.S. has won Group D in the Women's World Cup, a 1-0 victory over Nigeria. Sandy Kozel, AP Radio News.